The Yancey County Sheriff's Department is investigating a death threat to a biracial family in Yancey County. News 13's Courtney Brennan has this report.
Eric Alford and his wife have five kids. They're a biracial couple, and they say they never imagined this would happen to them.
First time we came out here, we loved it.
The Alford home sits on Blueberry Drive. It's a secluded area with beautiful views. The family has always felt safe.
And I came with tears.
Until now.
We came in through the back door, and this is what we found.
In red spray paint, a swastika above the words, "All will die."
This isn't something that kids should have to witness this day and age.
The Alfords say the threat and slur were written late Friday afternoon.
We've never had this. The 8 years we've been together, we've never had this.
The threats written on the wall across from Crystal Alford's bedroom.
When I saw it, I was scared. I was afraid that somebody was still in there.
Crystal says she's encountered racism twice as a student at Mountain Heritage High School. But those were the only instances the families had in the 3 years they've lived in Yancey County. Eric, now retired from the Air Force, works for the Burnsville Fire Department and says this is an inclusive community. The Alfords hope everyone will now rally around them.
We're not going anywhere. This is where we live. This is our home.
Courtney Brennan from WLOS News. The family says they also contacted the NAACP about the incident. I'm Michael Dardell reporting.